Hey baby, it's me. I finally found your new number. I got a new phone line too, because I assume you blocked my number again. You're so cute playing hard to get. But yeah, just calling to check in, hoping you had a good day. I know for a fact that you had a pretty good evening. You were always so good at planning date nights. Remember when you took me to that arcade too? You were so impressed by how good I was at Time Crisis. We made it all the way to the ending scene on just a dollar of play. She wasn't very good at it though. All she wanted to do was take pictures in the photo booth. You guys spent so long in there. I thought maybe she was trying to stealthily suck your cock in the booth. You know that's what I would have done. But unfortunately for you, she's boring. She doesn't know how to have fun like I do. She doesn't know how to make you moan the way I can. I do have a confession though. The machine wasn't actually broken. I just stole the picture strips as soon as they finished printing before you opened the curtain. I knew it wasn't actually going to end up being a fond memory without me, so I thought I'd take them off your hands. I'm looking at the pictures now. Seeing her up close like this. She's pretty. She looks like me, actually. Boy. Do you have a type? Oh, baby, I'm so flattered. I know you miss me just as much as I miss you, so of course you'd go out and find some kind of cheap imitation lookalike version of me. Definitely not as good as the real thing though, right? And I can tell you're not actually that fond of her. I'm watching you right now, looking through your living room window, and I didn't even see you offer her the good tea. And you didn't even cook for her. You got takeout, yet you always cooked for me. But I guess she isn't that special to you. Best not to lead her on then, since she's just a lookalike after all. I know you only invited her out because she's obviously an easy fuck. Some random whore who just so happens to look a bit like me. I hope you know I'm not mad. I'm not going to hurt her. Don't worry. Unless you want to hurt her. Together. I've been practicing my shibari rope work. We could tie her up all pretty. You could use that paddle you liked, the blue one, with the little heart shape cut out. We could make her lick my pussy while you slap her ass with the paddle. And sorry. I guess I'm just really, really horny. I haven't had sex with anyone since you. You're the only cock I want. The only man that matters. But yeah, like I was saying, don't worry, babe. I'm not mad you want to fuck other people. I think it's sweet, actually. How you parade these women in front of me like this. You want me to be jealous. It's such a sweet way to let me know you care. You're wrong though. I'm not jealous. Not at all. Because you are mine. I don't have anything to be jealous of. I can't envy something that already belongs to me. Your body, your mind, your soul, your love. In all those ways and more, you belong to me and me alone. And I will never share those parts of you with any fucking person ever again. You are mine. Forever. While it also belongs to me, I'm an understanding lover. So I don't really mind sharing your body. If it brings you pleasure, baby, I'm all for it. That perfect cock. Oh, darling, it's meant to be used. Meant to be ridden and milked. Sucked until it aches. Fucked until it's sore. In fact, I love seeing you bend those whores over your armrest of your couch and pound into their dripping wet pussies. I love seeing you pin them against the wall and bite their necks while you roughly fuck them so hard they scream and moan your name. I love it because I know you're putting on a show for me. That's why you always fuck them in front of this big window. I think you know I might be watching. In fact, I think you hope that I am. I think you love it. You get off on it. On knowing I might be out here again, watching you. Makes your cock swell up and twitch against those jeans. Even now, this very moment. I can tell you're not really listening to her. You're barely drinking your tea. And you keep glancing out here, as if you can spot me, hidden in the dark. Your sweet blushing cheeks. I love my shy boy. You're right, baby. I'm out here. I'm not even going to look away for a second. I know you're raring to get started for that main event. Any second now, you'll make your move. Go on. I'm watching. Good boy. There you go. Tentatively lean in and kiss her. Don't worry, silly. She wants you too. You're funny, but you're not that funny. She's been giggling and giving you those fuck me eyes all night. Even I can tell that much from across the street. The signals are loud and clear, babe. She's practically begging you to fuck her. I wonder if you'll actually make her beg this time. I hope you do. It's been so fun to see how dominant you've been with these stupid sluts. With me, you were the perfect submissive. Every time you asked for permission to come, you were so obedient, so driven by your desire to do anything to please me. Even after an eternity of edging. Oh, you are still such a good boy. I'd always wait to say yes until I heard your sweet voice begging me, pleading me to give in and let you finally drain those heavy balls inside my tight cunt, shuddering and contracting around you. That pouty face with the slight fear in your eyes, whimpering, "Oh, please, miss, please let me come. I've been such a good boy for you. Please, Please, please. Fuck if it's not my favourite sound in the world. Sometimes I just use you for my pleasure alone. No, baby. No coming for you today. Be a good boy and wait a little longer. I'd want you at your neediest and most desperate. Other times, I'd fuck you until you weren't even a person anymore. Just one shivering orgasm of a man. Mind lost, fully untethered, so overwhelmed and overstimulated. I'd make you spill your cum down my throat and flood my pussy over and over again. Then, I'd give that sensitive cock a short reprieve and fuck your ass until you cried and begged. A slave to the deliriousness of your pleasure. Exhausted and spent, I'd hold you in my arms and watch you sleep for hours. But with these simple whores, you just use them. Not the way I used you, no. You could never love them the way I love you. But you fuck them for, well, for fuck's sake. Fuck, I'm close, baby. Hurry up. I want to see you come. It's been too long. You've been making out for ages. Fuck, just skip the foreplay, will you? I just want to watch you spread that pussy open and thrust inside. Yes. Good boy. Rip those clothes off. Unzip her dress. Come on, come on, come on. Don't be gentle. She's plenty wet, baby. Just put it in. Do it. Fuck her already, goddammit. Just shove yourself into that cheap whore. Oh, okay, baby, I like this too. Stand up and make her kneel before you. Great fucking idea. Look how hard your cock is. Look at this perfect view right in the front of the window. Oh, you're such a good boy. Thank you. Oh my god. She has no blowjob skills at all. Fucking amateur. Just grab her hair in your fist. Fuck her mouth already. She clearly doesn't know what the hell she's doing. I see you clenching your fist, holding yourself back. Such a natural submissive. Even when it's been so long since your training. But you're the dominant one now, remember? Who's this random slut to deserve your consideration, deserve your obedience, your restraint? I had to earn that from you. You'd better fucking bend her to your will, or guess what? I will. And what remains of that poor innocent slut when I'm through with her will be your fault. So just fucking pull her hair and stuff your cock down her throat. Now. Oh, for Christ's sake, you're gonna go soft if you don't. Oh, you're pulling her up off her knees. Oh, not more kissing. Come the fuck on. I'm so fucking close. Just please, please just fuck her. I need to see your face while you come. Please. Ugh, I wish I could hear it. Hear those groans. The way you'd whimper and moan. Fuck, I wish I could hear you debase those sluts. Let them know just how insignificant they are. Walking, talking, fleshlights. Oh, nothing but a fuck toy for you to play with. Fuck. I should have thought of this earlier. Maybe I'll try and sneak in and stash a microphone somewhere. What are you doing now? Oh, come on, just... Oh my god, you're pressing her against the window. Oh, fuck, she has such a beautiful body. The way her tits are pressed against the glass. Oh my god, are you gonna fuck her from behind? You fucking tease. You do know I'm watching. Oh my god, fuck. Yes. Line your cock up with her pussy. No, no, don't drag the tip against her folds. Just thrust in already, please. Fuck, she's in ecstasy right now. She loves the way you're kissing beneath her ear, nibbling down her neck. Oh, god damn it, I know you're teasing me. Oh, using the moves I fucking taught you. God, I fucking hate her. Okay, maybe I'm a little jealous. Your lips always felt so soft on my neck. My whole body would start to shiver. The same way I'd shiver when I'd feel all the inches of your cock slowly filling my needy pussy. Don't go slow. Please, don't go slow. I'm so fucking close and I want to come together. Please, just hurry up and fuck her. Yes, baby, that's it. Grab her hips, hold her steady, and slam into that stupid bitch. Use her like the object she is. Treat her like nothing more than a warm, wet hole to fuck. God, you're so fucking amazing. Head to toe, you're fucking perfect. When you squeeze your eyes shut like that, because it just feels so damn good. The way you clench your jaw and bite your lip, because it's so, so sensitive. Your chest, breathing so rapidly as you thrust so hard and deep into that filthy cunt. Oh, your tense forearms and hands while you tightly wrap your arms around her. While you manhandle her and squeeze her tits. Fuck, 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 I can't hold off much longer. Hurry, baby, please. Stupid lucky bitch, she has no idea how lucky she is to have that delicious cock inside her. She better not ask you to pull out. You fucking deserve to come inside her useless pussy. Give her cunt meaning while her walls squeeze and contract around you, baby. She better not let me down or she'll be fucking sorry. You're looking out the window, directly at me. There's no way you see me, but... Oh, fuck, it's like you're staring right at me. Oh, God, yes. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, baby, yes, just like that, just like that. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh. Oh. Mm. Oh, you are such a good boy. Oh, it's like you obey me even when you can't hear me. We're just that connected. It's destiny. Fate. We're meant to be together, can't you see that? I promise, love. I'll stop at nothing until we're together again. Be a good boy, okay? I'll be watching.